KFI AM 640. It is the Conway Show. Well, you may have heard by now, there has been a lot of people have left the building here at iHeartMedia, and it is tough. It is tough. I've known most of the people. I'm like the newest guy here. You know, everybody who's on the air here, with the exception, I think, of Amy King and maybe Mo Kelly. But Bill Handel was here for years and years before I got here. So was Gary. So was Shannon. So was John and Ken. And I've been here 14 years, almost 15 years. No, 15 years. And I'm the new guy around here, with the exception of Mo Kelly. And so I've known these people my entire life here. When I started here, my daughter was 3 years old. She just turned 4 the first year I started here in 2009, in June of 2009. I was at KLSX for 12 years, KBC for 12 hours. They said, get out. And then here since 2009, so 15 years. Yeah, 15 years. And my daughter was 3, just turned 4 when I started here. And Crozier's daughter, how old were you? How old is your daughter when I started in 2009? When was she born?
She was 01.
01. All right, she was 7, 6 or 7.
Yep.
And I remember she used to, Crozier, who worked his ass off, not that he doesn't now, but back then he was working night shifts, weekends, Christmas.
That's it.
New Year's, the whole run.
What you got to do?
And so when he had his daughter on Christmas, she would come in, she'd put a sleeping bag behind him, fall asleep, and wake up to Christmas presents because Santa found the newsroom.
Yeah.
And Crozier up all night, not only doing the news, but wrapping gifts all night.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Many a nights, yeah.
Yeah. But here in the newsroom, like, you know, last minute gifts.
Yep.
And she woke up at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, Crozier's still working, and looked down like, hey, look, Santa found the newsroom. And that Santa found that newsroom all the time. Never missed that newsroom. And, you know, guys like Steve Gregory, I've known my entire life here. We're friends outside of work. Chris Little, Aaron, Ben Mosh, you know, all these, some of the newer ones, some of the older employees. And, you know, Robin and Don and all, you know, Robin, who's the person who hired me. And so it's tough. It's before the holidays. I think a lot of entertainment is going through restructuring, like a lot of companies are. I saw, I think it was Lexus the other day that said 9,000 people were being let go. Boeing is bringing, 30 some odd thousand back. 33,000 people back, but I imagine they're not all going to stay at that wage. And there's a lot of restructuring in this country. And it, you know, for people who say, and again, this, it's not the case here at KFI, but there are a lot of people that said, you know, if you raise the wages of people, you're going to have to let some people go. And that's been happening around the country. Not the case here, but at, you know, in the fast food industry, I imagine at Boeing, it'll be the same thing. I know it happened at Lexus, where these, you know, the employees were making a ton of money and they had let some people go. But it just sucks. It just sucks. It was, I've known, you know, Chris Little, the news director. He lived and still lives out in Rancho Cucamonga, or Inland Empire. Is it Rancho Cucamonga?
I think just passed.
Yeah.
Might be Fontana or something.
And so whenever I went to Morongo, I'd go to Morongo 2 or 3 times a year, just to visit my money. And when I would drive by where the hell does he live?
Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga. God, I'm getting old.
Wow.
I would drive... I'd take the 210 to Rancho Cucamonga, and I'd call him up, and I'd say, hey, Chris, I'm 10 exits from you. I'm going to Morongo. You want to go? Every time he said yes and jumped in the car, we went. Except one day, driving out on the 210, I'm passing the 57. I remember exactly where I was. And I called Chris Little. I said, hey, I'm going to Morongo. Do you want to go? And he said, oh, I'd love to, but it's Saturday night. It's my wife and I, our anniversary. It's our 30th anniversary. And we're going out to dinner. I can't make it tonight. Like, oh, man, what a great excuse. So great reason. Happy anniversary. I'll catch you next time. He said, all right, well, good luck out there. I said, okay, all right. And then 5 minutes later, my phone rang. And I look down. It's from Chris Little. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? You mean me make a bet for you out there or anything? He says, no. He said, stop by my house. I talked her into going to Morongo.
Well, she wanted him to enjoy his anniversary too, right?
How great is that? And so he gets in the car. I go, buddy, you've got to tell me how you did that. How the hell on your 30th anniversary, going out to dinner with your wife, big night, two of you, 30 years together, how the hell did you get out of that? And he said, Tim, I'm not 19 and I haven't been married for 3 weeks. I have been married 30 years. She probably wanted me to do this as much as I wanted to do it. You know what I mean? She wanted some time away. But it's rough around the halls. We're going to try to get you a quality, amount of news, but it's tough. It is tough. And I think a lot of companies go through it. A lot of people make a lot of very dear friends. And I know I'm missing somebody or not mentioning somebody, and I apologize. And then you see him every day, and you think it's going to be like that for the rest of the time, and it's not. And it's not. When I left KLSX, everybody got let go in the same day. So we're all in the same boat. Mm. But here it's different. You'll have a lot of voices on the air that you recognize. You'll have some voices on the air soon that you won't recognize. But again, we are going to try to get you as much information as we can. There's articles out there about what happened here, and you could please feel free to go read those. And when we come back, we will try to normalize this program with Alex Stone, one of our dear friends from ABC News.
You're listening to Tim Conway Jr. on Demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. I see the phone is lit here, and somebody's calling from KBC TV. He must be at work. Alex Stone, how you, bub?
Well, apparently our clean line is not working today, so we'll go on the phone. Everything you said a moment ago was beautifully put, and the work that the KFI news team has done for so many years, it was the goal of all of us at one time for me to get to KFI, and the wildfire coverage over so many years, and the leadership of Chris Little, and the work of all the reporters, it's been amazing work that they've done.
Yeah, they're the best. When I first started here, and I still consider it to be the same thing, it was like getting a job with the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Dallas Cowboys. It was the highest level in this field that you could achieve in radio.
Absolutely, yeah, and broadcasting and the news team. That I remember Chris's thing years ago was something about, we have a small SWAT team of reporters, and they may not be big, but it's a SWAT team, and it was so true. Covering Southern California, an incredible team of what they did, and the talents and what they do out on the streets will be missed, but it's a rough day.
I'm not going to say who this is, but somebody who is no longer with KFI called me today and said they're only keeping people with little wieners.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I don't either, and I found it pretty offensive. And he said, you're going to be pretty safe there for a long time. How unbelievable that, unbelievable. All right. So what's going on with Boeing, young man?
Yeah. So by tomorrow, all of the 33,000, Boeing machinists who build the 737, the 767 and the 777. These are all those who walked off the job 2 months ago. They've got to be back to work. So they're coming back.